team, 8-2 in their last 10 Stanley Cup champs. What a good team there were. Your performance recently and that performance tonight, what do you think that says about your team?
The last six periods have been just pretty darn close to the way we want to look. So I'm happy with the way we played.
Heck of a 1-2-3 punch you had with those lines. What does that mean for where Wheeler is? Because that third line looked pretty good, so did the first.
It's a more of a challenge. Blake has such imposing speed that when you're coaching against a specific kind of player like that, you have to make a decision on what your back end is going to face. Each line looks a little bit different there. There's an awful lot of size on that line. So that's a challenge. And then, you know, Scheifele's line, I thought, did some really good things in small areas. That 10-foot, they make little plays to each other. They move off each other really well. The goal, and then the Talusi's crossbar, there's a lot of good there. And Andrew Ladd's last three games been spectacular, and always really driving that line. So each line looks a little different. They have different roles, but they all performed them well.
Where do you see Stempniak fitting into your lineup?
Well, I've had it 15 minutes. I'll tell you tomorrow. You know, we'll look at it. We've got guys, as every team does, that are dealing with minor issues, and you can never have enough guys at this point. You look at the schedule that we have going out, the quality teams having some veteran experience around some young center icemen will help us.
Paul, when you look at the last 6 weeks that you've been able to play at home and compare that, say, to the first 2 months or so, what's the difference? Like, why are you taking these games over the top on a fairly consistent basis when you weren't before?
I think it's just the schedule, to be honest with you. I mean, our best blocks of hockey, November, December, the two games, Detroit in here and St. Louis in here, and we lost both of them, but played very well. We're similar to the last two games that we played. We just haven't, it never felt that we were home for any length of time. We've had two rough blocks at home, one at the start of the year. I don't think it mattered where we were playing. And then after the Christmas break, we came back. We were pretty beat up on our back end. Then we lost those home games. Other than that, they're all tight games, you know. But I think right now we're just a little bit more rested than we had been for the first 3 months. And we've actually had some practice time, which has been good.
And can you talk a little bit about how impressive that goal was by Myers, and that it came right after LA tied it, and the patience and composure that he showed?
Yeah, you know, two great decisions. One, to beat the forward coming out, and then not to unload it too early and allow Lowry to get that great screen. And then, make, you know, it's just... So the offensive parts, we're excited about. The big goal tied 1-1. That game turns on that goal. He did so many things with his stick defensively. So you don't, if you're watching it casually, it almost looked like a play was going to develop, and he didn't. When you realize who's in and off the rush and who he's playing against, his stick was so good on some little plays that he knocked down. And then the number of times that he got first touch on the puck in the corner on our end, that's a heavy forechecking team that he was able to come out of the hole, come out with it, put it on somebody's tape. Those are things that make elite defensemen who they are.
You just talked a little bit about Andrew Ladd driving things. Can you just be more specific about the things he's doing right now that are so good?
Physicality for 110 hits the other night, set the tone, get in on the forecheck. And then a consistency with his line. So those three guys don't go in and out of games for us, where, you know, you have three good shifts and three you're hiding. They have a responsibility the last two games against, you know, their best lines. Been able to score goals, been physical. There's a consistency to Andrew's game in the way he prepares, the way he practices, and the way he plays that you have to have from your leader.
You're on the bench, and we don't get that. We can't relate to that feeling. But when he's going, what does that do to your entire bench?
Everybody follows. That's what leadership is. You know, he's on the body. And then the line feeds off that. They get more action. And when they get into that game in the first few shifts, they create something, get in on it. Everybody seems to follow.
Is it a little different when he's on than when anyone else is on? Who's your captain?
Yeah. Usually when he's on, everybody else is.
Paul, you talked about the importance of consistency, particularly down this final stretch. You seem to be getting back that defensive game, but you're also getting some pretty good results from Michael in that. I think in his last eight starts, he's 5-0-3. Can you talk about the importance of that consistency and goal? And you look at a team like LA, they needed that for their cup runs, and how important it will be for you guys as you enter this playoff push?
I could say that about both guys, though, to be honest with you. We've had real consistent goaltending all year long. And in the times that you looked at our goaltending and said, hey, maybe these guys are off, the whole team was. So it was never – there have been very few nights, and Pav actually in Dallas, where our team wasn't, and they had to – you know, maybe Pav again in New York earlier in the year. But for the most part, the group's kind of flown together. We've gotten really good goaltending, usually on nights that we play a pretty solid game in front of them. Mike had been really good all year, and again, this is an unusual piece of the schedule. We've paid for it with November, December, and January because of the way we were. There's a lot of teams with a lot of games on the docket left, a lot of back-to-backs. We've had those already, and now we've gotten into a spot where we can rest, practice, and run a guy a little bit. We'll get out of that in about the third week of March. We're going to need both goaltenders back going. But Mike's pretty much what we're seeing. I don't think his game is necessarily elevated. I think he's been that good all year.
Paul, is there anything your team is doing different to cut down on the number of shorthanded situations? It seems the more you've been able to play 5-on-5, the more effective you've been able to be as a hockey club in the last 8 or 9 games.
It seems the more desperate the games have been, the more physical they are. And when we play a really physical team, the referees will allow physicality on both sides. We fit better into that game. The games that are up and down and ice where there's very little contact, it's just a little nudge. Yeah, so the last two teams, LA and St. Louis, they don't dive. They don't go down easy. You get a stick into one of their shin pads, they're not face first into the ice. They play through it. They play hard. We do too. That's a big chunk of it. The referees are in a very difficult position when a guy goes down with the important part of keeping the obstruction of the game, and we need that. But neither of those last two teams cheat the game. They play hard. They play right through it. And I think it's easier for the referees to call those games then.